Hi, I'm Jessie and I'm from Atmos Studios and I'm really happy to be back on the Untalented podcast by Unknown and here today with Canva.
So how has Atmos Studios been going over the past couple of years?
It's been amazing. Like, I've always said I want us to walk and not run. And I think that allows us to be super intentional in the way that we recruit and the way we grow and the kind of projects we take on. But yeah, I think we're still doing what's true to us, which is ensuring that we're working with a level of diversity, but also representing community strategy, which kind of means that we're going from the ground up to not top down.
Imagine I am a 10-year-old, and how would you explain to me what the heck you do?
I think to a 10-year-old, which is probably the most fun one.
Yeah, that's...
I would say that my job is to listen to people and then to tell those stories to other people and make it land. Yeah, like I think... And for a 10-year-old to get that, yeah, that means I've done my job right.
What would you say is something that helped you move faster in your career?
Going slower. No, actually. Yeah, it is the opposite. We were talking obviously about rest, and I think that it definitely has allowed me and the team, like when we take solid intentional breaks, like I was saying to you, we actually like pause the studio either early, get Christmas, or we try and get out to the eight ball, because it feels like, obviously it's a financial reset, but it's also like a seasonal reset. And I think that coming out of winter, before we go into spring, we usually as a business have like really strong winters.
Yeah.
So from like summer right through to like just after Christmas in the year. So for me, I think that's powerful. Like definitely going slower is what allows us to go faster.
Yeah, I love that. And it's so true as well. Even when you take holiday, that you know that like everyone else across the business is working. Do you feel there's a part of your brain which like can't actually switch off? But to have like a total reset week and you know that everyone else is chilling out, you don't actually relax.
And also being intentional about what you do with it. Because like the last time we did it in the first year, and it's obviously like something's got to be financially,
yeah,
of course, it works. But actually, I think that's the bit, that's the best bit. It's like, if all your clients know you're doing it, and if you know you're doing it, and you make sure you do it with him. But yeah, I think what was super interesting was like one person went off to get another baby. Like, I had my eggs frozen.
Wow.
Like, another person was doing their own, like, DJ set. And of course, she was doing an art class.
Love that.
Everybody, like, went off and did their own thing. So, I see everyone that we work with has, like, side hustle.
Yeah. That's so cool.
It was really cool.
Do you think it's important for people within your world to have a kind of, like, creative side hustle?
Yeah. I think it's, like, massively important. And actually, I think that we bring those side hustles to every project. So, like, we've just done our takeaways event and one of our creative strategists is also a hyper-realistic artist. So she held the workshop at Soho House that we did.
Wow.
And yeah, it was like amazing. And she's really, like, she's a person that's also told me, like, because I'm a creative strategist and I have to like delve into insight and culture, I now know how to approach the process of a project that I'm doing that's an art, a body of art.
But what would you say the top earner in your industry could expect to earn?
I'd say as a creative director, you got to be on 200 upwards, 12,000. As a creative strategy director, I would say, you know, 120 upwards.
What moment made you realise that you were paying too small?
I think there's probably a few moments, but there's one that will always come to mind. And it was a mentor said to me ages ago, like, draw a quadrant on a piece of paper. We weren't even with each other.
Yeah.
And she was like, now in the top left is you are employed. In the bottom left is you're a freelancer. In the top right is you're an employer. In the bottom right is you're an investor. She was like, where would you put yourself?
Wow.
And I was like, oh, freelancer. And then she was like, okay, but how are you behaving? And I was like, shit, like I'm an employee. There was this really humbling moment where I had to ask my sister when I wasn't freelancing and I was getting up and off the ground and doing all the pitching to like lend me money for my mortgage for the month. And it was just before like one or two big clients landed. We had some incredible like community projects and you run up to that. But again, they were like sporadic. And because I was bringing people in, like, and we're using stretches on, it was just an incredible moment because I think I was just like, stop your value being measured by a day rate.
How do you define the role of cultural insights in brand strategy?
I think it's the truth. That's fundamentally what it is. Like, if you're able to share the brand or a client an honest human truth about someone's lifestyle choices, their fears, their challenges, their joys, their aspirations, like that for me. And if they can take it on and own it, and that's the toughest part. Like, you know, we went, you know that we do gym.
Yeah.
And we went to Gymshark and we were telling them, like, women don't want to be represented the way that they've been represented officially within the gym industry and within sometimes even sports. Like everything from yoga to Adelola, right across to like scrunchy bum push-up bra,
yeah.
You know, in the gym world. It took them some time. And the first We Do Gym campaign, I was messaging it all like, come on, the wit for the men was so much wittier than the wit for the women. Like, we can do better than this. And they were super receptive.
Can you share a project that highlights your approach to femininity transformation? I guess you mentioned a few there, but they were separate to those.
Yeah, I think one of the most exciting ones over the last few years had to be speaking to 12 to 14 year olds with Converts. So we did a really big body of work with them, which was around the kind of women's proposition. The bit that was really insightful for me and for the whole team was just that almost like circular moment between like what a 12 to 14 year old thought to like a 40 something year old, and all of them are Converts.
How do you navigate the challenges of representing diverse cultures authentically?
I think the bit that's the most challenging, I'm still figuring it out, is how you ensure that the brands respect that truth that you give to them and what they do with it. And so that's like the biggest thing. But honestly, like, we've just got conviction in what we do and what we say. And I think that a lot of brands come to us for that reason. Like, there's loads of agencies that will just do the hype or do the fun or do just design, whereas I think we do culture.
What methodologies do you use to unearth cultural insights?
One would be we hire people from the communities. I think secondly, it would be just honestly being a tourist. So yeah, I'm such a geeky tourist. I find luring in everyone. I act like that in London. And I guess the third thing is who I hire. So like all of them bring like such a level that you wouldn't get if they weren't doing that side hustle.
Can you discuss the impact of your work on both brands and the communities they serve?
For me, I think what we do is we force a brand to get into the community's world. We almost give them a platform to speak to a brand at such a level.
Yeah.
I think that we kind of probably do force it a little bit because they're so used to giving us themselves.
It needs to be forced, like.
Well, this is it. I think like insight is such a beautiful thing because it lives in a deck for such a long time. And it's like how we take them out of those decks, out of Figma or Keynote or whatever you use, and actually like get them out into the world so someone's like, I'm going to use that.
What would the slogan of your life be?
Say less, do more.
No.
Yeah, I think that we don't really put loads out on socials and we don't really put loads out about our work. I think that for us, it's all about doing the thing as opposed to talking about it.
What is the most unhinged thing you asked AI?
Honestly, I have a bit of a like love-hate relationship with AI. I've asked about autism.
What was the context?
There's people in my family that and people close to me that like have it. And I think it's a really beautiful superpower.
I agree.
I'm so intrigued by it. And I want to know more. So I think like asking questions around those kind of things is amazing.
Yeah. And it's really important that you create the right environment. Yeah. So you need to educate yourself.